This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are many things you might be missing. For example, the hoopla over Russian collusion and Schiff's declaration that he had incriminating evidence against President Trump. Where is it? I'd like to know. Inquiring minds would like to know. Where is it? What about impeachment? Gone, right? Haven't heard a word about impeachment. Impeachment was going to be the thing that the Democrats hung their hat on. He will be impeached forever. Where's it at? Where is it in the news cycle? I mean, I brought it up, but when's the last time you heard it? And what resonance does it have? I'm not even going to answer. I'm going to let you answer. No wheels left on that wagon. Oh, sorry, I did answer. What about Trump's taxes? Weren't Trump's taxes supposed to bring him down? What about the billionaires that were going to run against Donald Trump? All that money that is in the election cycle that is supposed to corrupt it. What happened to it? What did we prove by that? Coronavirus. Still in the news, but it's going to subside soon. And what will the Democrats be left with? People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome, by the way, people listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Welcome to you. I'm glad you are here. I like that you are here. It makes me want to do my job. What happened to all the excitement? Here's the big question, folks. What happened to all the excitement around Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders, I talked about it last week. Charlie Kirk, Sarah Sanders Huckabee, they said, be careful of Bernie Sanders. He's got a following. He's got all this stuff. There was excitement brewing. I was told Bernie had an event where there were 30,000 people dying to get to him. It was supposedly the largest event, larger than President Trump's. I heard all this talk of Bernie Sanders' momentum. All the youth, all the people that were coming to see him, it was like, boy, he's Trump version 2.0. The Democrats told us it was setting up like another protest vote against this time the Democratic Party. Bernie was destroying them all. He could not be stopped after Nevada. And then, boom, no talk of Bernie. No serious talk of Bernie. One Biden win in South Carolina, and the hoopla was over. Let me tell you something. First of all, if you've got hoopla, it lasts. Donald Trump has hoopla. Tell me what is going to derail Donald Trump. Let me make some predictions for you people. Donald Trump's next rally will be sold out. There will be people in the overflow areas, as many as are, that are on the inside. And there will be 3 to 4 times the number of people who request tickets and don't get them than there are inside and outside of the arena. That's what I'm going to tell you. But with Bernie, where are the throngs of young voters? We were told would bolster Bernie Sanders no matter what. The group that the Democrats claim they must get, that they needed to have. You really want me to answer this? I ask these questions, folks, because I want to showcase the media hype around leftism. All these leftism things that they talk about are meant to scare you. They're meant to scare you, to make you think it's impossible to do it. I spoke last week of people on our side who said Bernie shouldn't be taken lightly. They fell for the hype. Bernie got his butt kicked in South Carolina. He got his butt kicked on Super Tuesday, and it's over. Biden didn't take Sanders out, folks. Bernie didn't take out Biden because he couldn't. You want to know why Bernie couldn't take out Biden and why Biden didn't take Bernie out? Because Bernie is damaged goods. Bernie is not anything close to what they want you to believe. That's the deal. And oh, by the way, Neither is Biden. And guess what? The coronavirus isn't nearly as big of a deal. Its origins were interesting to me. I commented about it. I said, I'm curious about this one. Is it a Chinese weapon thing? I don't know. But is it going to kill the world? I don't think so. So where are we with coronavirus? Let me tell you. You got some money in the market? One of my friends goes, yeah, my portfolio took a hit. One of my friends is a financial advisor. He says, Kevin, I have people, the market dropped, you know, 16 points, but their portfolios dropped one or two, and they're wondering, what should we do? What should we do? And he goes, well, first of all, if I'm investing your money and the market drops 16% and you only lose one to two, you should not worry about it. And number two, how about you invest? Because it's going to come back. These are financial advisor friends of mine. And I say the same thing. I told everybody, you better go out and buy QQQ. I don't have any money in QQQ, and I'm not a financial advisor. But I will tell you, that index fund is going to go back up. You'll gain 2, 3% or whatever on your money instantaneously. If you put $1,000 in there, you're going to gain 20, 30 bucks per $1,000 immediately. Put 10 grand in there, you make $200, $300. I don't know what the numbers are, but I'm just telling you, it's going to shoot back up. Oh, the Dow dropped 1,200 or 650, 2,000 since the coronavirus. Think of it as an opportunity. By the way, Democrats, that's the only opportunity you're going to get. See, your hype no longer works on us. Oh, I mentioned a couple of people that the hype worked on, and no offense to them, they're very astute people, friends of mine, both of them. The people that, and there were others. Bernie Sanders, you better watch Bernie. Better watch out for him. Psst, Bernie Sanders is nothing. Coronavirus. Ooh, you know? And we're supposed to be scared now of Joe Biden. Joe Biden, you know, ooh, be careful with Joe Biden, boy. He could do this or that. Joe Biden's a moron. I talked yesterday about Joe Biden and his dementia. I didn't even bring up the latest one. The latest one where Joe Biden was, Trump's going to win it, and I don't even know why I'm in it. You know, he was saying something else crazy. That's Joe Biden. That's who the Democrats want on top of their ticket. So, anyway, a bit of a rehash, but all I'm telling you is you got to stop being reactionary. Understand that these people don't have your best interest in mind. They're not going to report the truth. Dinesh D'Souza pointed out, every time we talk about, oh, the media, you know, we need to really, this media is never going to report. They're not reporting. And Dinesh said, why don't you just get used to the idea that the media is not your friend and nothing should shock you in terms of what they report or don't report that doesn't meet with your standards. Why aren't we over this yet? It always seems like it's a surprise. A lot of show today, folks. I'm glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson, you're listening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Dr. Jill Stein, remember she ran as a third-party candidate in 2016? Here's what she tweeted. Biden's team won't let him do interviews. He made two short teleprompter speeches in Missouri this weekend, and both generated massive gaffes that went viral. You can't beat Trump by trying to hide to avoid the issue of Biden's cognitive decline. She did a hashtag. How is this not a massive red flag? Folks, this is an avowed leftist that is raising the flag on Joe Biden. Raising it. I mean, she's waving it. Look, check it out. Check it out. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Hope you tell a few friends about us. So, Joe Biden's speaking in Missouri. He gets heckled. I'm going to let you hear that real quick. He's on stage speaking to hundreds. It's hundreds of people. And when C-SPAN panned out, you could see, I mean, when they show it, it looks like, you know, he's speaking to this huge crowd. He's speaking to hundreds of people in Detroit. And I wish I could show you the picture. Here's what I can tell you. In a city of 700,000 people, high school gym that's not even partially filled, and Joe Biden can't even get a coherent speech out. But here he is getting heckled. Okay.
You know, I didn't. Are you with Donald Trump? Let him go. Let him go. The Bernie Bros are here. Let him go. Folks, let him go. That's okay. Let him go.
Now what I want to do is I want to just play I'm going to finish out this segment. I'm going to just show you how many things Joe Biden has done that whether it's lies or just crazy stuff that he's done, I could do entire shows on this man. So I'm just going to play a few things that Biden has said over the years, and you discern for yourself.
And by the way, you know, I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again and look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Hispanic or Asian Pacific Islanders as well, and they in fact have done very, very well. In many cases, more Americans than most Americans are because they have done well in school. They believe the basic principles that we all share. I think they should be in fact fine put on a path to citizenship.
If you were ever handed a piece of intelligence that said you can stop an imminent attack on Americans, but you have to use an airstrike to take out a terror leader, would you pull the trigger?
Well, we did. The guy's name was Osama bin Laden.
And didn't you tell President Obama not to go after bin Laden?
I didn't. The president, he went around the table with all the senior people, including the chiefs of staff, and he said, I have to make this decision. What is your opinion? Mr. President, my suggestion is don't go.
During the run-up to the passage of Obamacare, President Obama promised my father that if he likes his plan, he can keep his plan, and that his insurance will be cheaper. After passage, his plan was no longer allowed, and his insurance costs doubled. Since you supported the plan, were you lying to my dad, or did you not understand the bill you supported?
A lying dog face pony soldier. No, look, there's two ways people know when something is important. One, when it's so clear when it's passed that everybody understands it, and no one did understand Obamacare, including the way it was rolled out, and the gentleman's right. He said you could keep your doctor if you wanted to, and you couldn't keep your doctor if you wanted to necessarily. He's dead right about that.
Look at what they value, and look at their budget, and what they're proposing. Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
Was I wrong a few weeks ago to somehow give the impression to people that I was praising those men who I successfully opposed time and again? Yes, I was. I regret it. And I'm sorry for any of the pain or misconception they may have caused anybody.
But I don't think anything has assaulted the system and the fundamental makeup of this country as much as this Watergate thing has. And the only analogy I can really think of is a football analogy. And I apologize to you women in the audience for not being able to think of a more appropriate analogy, but they told me here they didn't want you here anyway. I didn't expect any women to be here.
I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee.
and I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
All this stuff about how different Barack Obama is. They're just not used to somebody really smart. They're just not used to somebody who's really well educated. They just don't know quite how to handle it. Because if he's as smart as Barack is, he mustn't be from my neighborhood.
Let's just stop it there. Yeah, I'm not kidding you guys when I say we could go an hour, 2 hours. 2 hours, right? At least. I mean, these are 1 minute, 20 second, 12 second, whatever. Just there are mixes of bloopers. There are things about Biden that, I mean, going back decades. And you know what? It's all escalating. It's escalating. It's getting worse. Biden is, I mean, I don't know what the word, what's the technical term when a guy's a peeping Tom, then he goes to stealing panties, and then he finally decides he's going to, you know, break in and do a sexual assault or whatever. There's a thing they call it in medical term or criminal terminology. I don't know what it is, but that's what's happening with Biden. He's escalating. It's getting far worse. And the Democrats know it. And people are starting to sound the alarm bells to it. But the Democrats are afraid. You know, what else do they have? Could have gone hours playing those clips, folks. It's insane. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is expected to declare a national emergency over the coronavirus crisis during a 3 o'clock Eastern Time White House press conference. A declaration of a national emergency sets the stage for more direct federal relief to Americans and companies who are being affected by the coronavirus. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the Trump administration is considering many options to help ease the economy over coronavirus fears. Speaking at the White House, Mnuchin says the president is very interested in doing a payroll tax cut because it's a giant stimulus.
We're working with Congress on that. If Congress wants to do the stimulus in a different format, we'll consider that, but the president wants to put money in the economy for hardworking Americans who are impacted by this.
NASCAR announcing they're postponing their next two races at Atlanta Motor Speedway and Homestead Miami Speedway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available and you need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden promised to help our community. It was a lie. Here's President Obama.
Plantation politics. Black people in the worst job.
That voice is former President Obama reading someone else's quote in his audiobook. In this political ad, it misleadingly suggests that Obama's criticizing former Vice President Joe Biden for taking advantage of African Americans. Obama's asking TV stations in South Carolina to take the ad off the air. Colorado's Ted Harvey is the man responsible for the ad. He told me on the phone, "Oh, that's too bad. It's not misleading." Harvey's committee to defend the president, President Trump, was created while he was a state senator in 2013. It was originally called the Stop Hillary Political Action Committee.
So Obama wants that ad down because he's now backed into a corner, Barack Obama, that is, and he's got to endorse Joe Biden, the guy that he didn't want to endorse. Yeah. Guy that he... let me tell you, Barack Obama went as long as he possibly could without making an endorsement. And still, technically, he can't, right? They're waiting for Bernie to get out. Yep. Unbelievable where they are. I would not want to be a Democrat. Having a conversation with a buddy of mine. And it's funny because different people make different observations and you're like, whoa, man, I hadn't thought about that or that. You know, it gives you an iteration of something that you thought about. How many people, just think about all the negative things said about Biden by all the other people and things that are not going to be, they're not going to live this stuff down. Joe Biden, there's a commercial where they went after Biden because he's just a liar. Did we play that the other day? He's a liar. Biden just lying. He's lying about his record. I literally say we are going to create an educational vehicle that just shows how Joe Biden knows everything. I sponsored that legislation. I wrote that legislation. I just said I want to take all the different debates, and every time somebody finished, I did that. I wrote that. I authored that. I co-sponsored that. Everything that's happened. Joe Biden, how do you even, I mean, why are we even on earth when we have a Joe Biden? I was at a Ross Perot Senior's museum in Dallas. I got to tell you, what? There is a special place in heaven for Ross Perot Senior. I'm not kidding. His son was telling me, he says, Kevin, my dad got up one day and they made a news story where he saw a ship and they said the ship had not been to port in 6 months. And his dad, who was in the Navy, said, that's crazy. You know, that's too long for a sailor to be out to sea. They need to be in, you know, but they couldn't go to shore because it was a wartime situation or something. So Ross Perot Sr. got the USO girls, the people who perform, and at his expense, he flew them to this area where all the ships were. And the girls would go onto the ships and do their shows to boost morale for the guys who couldn't get to port. That's what he did. His son told me the submarines they would come up and the girls would go on the submarines, do the shows, and they would go back down. It was that big of a deal. But his father, knowing what it was like to be on a ship, knowing the morale of the ship, made a few phone calls and said, I'm going to fly these women, you know, to do these shows as a morale booster. Now somebody, oh, Kevin, it's for women, and why didn't you fly men? Look, I'm not getting into that. My point is, he said, I'm going to do something for what at the time was a mostly male military group. So he flew in the people that did all the "Pardon me, boy, you know the Chattanooga choo choo," whatever. But he flew them in at his expense, and he said, "Get them from place to place and send me the bill." And that's what he did. He says he went on to tell me. He says, Kevin, when it got to the point where if you were a veteran and you got your leg blown off or whatever, you write to my dad. He said he got his medical network in place. If he saw your prosthetic, he'd go, that's not a good shoe. He goes, we have a guy that can make a shoe, and he makes a really good shoe, and you need that shoe. And he would send the guy over and they'd send the bill to me. You got to go through this guy's museum. The level of dedication of the military to him. You know what Ross Jr. told me? He says, Kevin, until my dad made a big stink about the military, the POWs in Vietnam, they were treated like crap. Most of them had died. He said, when my dad let everybody know we're going to get these Vietnam vets and we're going to show people that we care about them, he says that the vet, they reunited. There was a picture of them all reunited on their ranch. And he said to me that those guys said, we are alive because of your father. The Vietnamese started giving him medical treatment and all that because they found out they cared about him in the United States. So they became bargaining chips and they said, you know what? We will no longer treat him as dirt. We'll treat him with, you know, we're going to feed him. We're going to make sure that they are well cared for. And the guy said, point blank, until that occurred, We were treated like dirt. We were going to die. He goes, I would be dead. And then ultimately, they got him back. Ross Perot, when his employees at EDS were kidnapped in Iran, he got special forces guys together. They planned their own clandestine raid. And through all of his back channels and things that he knew with the military and his ability to do things with the president, he got his guys to go in and rescue his hostages. And I told his son, I told Ross Perot Jr., that was the moment when I said to myself, I would do anything for your dad. If I worked for Perot Systems or EDS, you would have my loyalty for life. If I knew that you were going to come get me no matter what. He told me, he says, Kevin, my dad wasn't going to run for president. He goes, it was a Larry King interview, and he says, and he showed it to me. He says, here's the interview they got. This is in the museum. He says, here's the interview where my dad said, you know, I'll run if they do this. And Ross Perot Jr., Ross Perot said, if people in all 50 states want me to run, you got to get me on the ballot. I'm not doing that work. You put in the legwork, and I'll run. And he says, Ross Jr. says he called his dad, and he says, Dad, are you really going to run? He goes, they're not going to do it. They're not going to put me on all the ballots. He was on all 50 ballots. Changed the course of history. Became my hero. And when I tell you, I went through that museum, I've got a good choice in heroes. This guy's helped more people. And his son said, Kevin, my dad got up every single day asking what more could he do for mankind. Every single day. What an amazing fella. And then I look at Joe Biden, a guy who's done nothing with his life. He is a liar across the board. Everything he does, he's a liar. He's a liar about his career, his accomplishments, everything. It's all paper, prefabricated. And then I walk through a museum where people are sending thank you letters after thank you letters after you saved my life, you got me back, you did this, you did that. It was an absolute eye-opening thing to see. And I'm so blessed that I was allowed to see it, that I was allowed to go in there. And then I got to come back to the real world, the world where people idolize the Barack Obamas. Barack Obama hasn't helped enough people. On your hands and feet, you've helped more. If you've helped more people on your hands and feet, you've helped more people than Barack Obama. It was the same with his Senate record. Oh, they'll tell you, oh, Barack Obama, he was so transformational. He was this. A whole group of black kids, let me tell you something, a whole group of black kids have the distorted idea of what a hero is. I walked through the museum of a hero. Ross Perot Sr. I was toured by that hero's son, a man who I greatly admire as well, Ross Perot Jr., who invited me to come see his. He knows how big of a fan I was. He told me, he says, Kevin, when you go into this room, this is your room, my dad, where my dad ran for his office. And he showed me the Saturday Night Live skit where Dana Carvey played his dad. And it was hysterical. Oh, my gosh. Real life heroes, folks. 8 years under Obama. Why didn't Biden fix things then? He had his chance. But now he can fix everything in America. Remember all the things Obama was supposed to fix? Healthcare? Race relations? Then he tasked Joe Biden to fix cancer. The man whose son died of brain cancer. If Biden had any motivation to cure, go after cancer, your son dying, that would be it. But he did nothing with cancer. The dude is useless. And when we get back, I'm going to explain to you how useless he is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm a nominated Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat, an Obama Democrat.
And a Obama Democrat. Joe Biden sounded drunk in that exchange. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. He was endorsed by Cory Booker, who had this to say about him.
African-American voters in the South, African-American voters here in Detroit, they have played a pivotal role in my entire lifetime in choosing the Democratic nominee. And what I'm excited about is to hear Joe Biden even growing in enthusiasm, because he's always been talking about it and understanding the issues of race and, frankly, racial reconciliation, racial justice, and even saying things now about choosing a black woman on the Supreme Court. So I'm happy about the diversity of our nation. I'm happy to see the coalitions that Joe Biden is building. I'm happy that I know confidently that he's going to govern in a way that brings us together as a nation across racial, religious, even party lines to begin to do the business, because we know now more than ever our adversaries from China to Russia are building and strengthened determination to undermine our democracy. Our divisions as a country is our weakness. We need the candidate that can best unify all of us, and that is Joe Biden.
Can you imagine Joe Biden negotiating with Putin or Xi Jinping or anybody with the brain that's floating around in his skull? I mean, seriously, Cory Booker should be ashamed of himself. He should be ashamed. Everybody that is coming out endorsing Joe Biden should honestly be ashamed of themselves. It did make me wonder, though, what happens to endorsements when people quit? You know, like there were people that endorsed Bernie Sanders, they endorsed Elizabeth Warren, they endorsed Klobuchar, whomever. All these papers that made all these endorsements. What are they saying now? Now that it's Joe Biden.
Oh, well, he's a centrist, so it's okay, it's okay. He's a centrist.
Well, okay. Joe Biden, I'm doing a recap here because I think it's important for you to understand just how crazy things are about to get. If you're having fun now, you wait for two. Wait. Okay, this next series from Joe is going to be relatively easy because everybody's ganging up on little Bernie, little socialist Bernie, communist Bernie. But once he flips that switch and makes that transition, and Joe's got to go up against the juggernaut that is Donald Trump, we're going to see how things work out then. It's going to be a lot of fun. Here's Joe Biden rambling. I talked about a lot of these, even the one where he was doing the Declaration of Independence. But here he is rambling. Just listen for yourself.
And turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelected. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
That clip is of particular interest to me. By the way, Kevin Jackson's who I am. It's KevinJacksonShow.com. That clip is of particular interest, and here's why. Joe Biden, whether he's reading the teleprompter or whatever, the words that should never come out of his mouth is, let's let Donald Trump get reelected. In any way, shape, or form. I don't care if the dude is in a drunken stupor. It's like under hypnosis, they tell you. Under hypnosis, you will not do what you will not do. What your subconscious goes, I won't do that, right? So, even under hypnosis, it may get you to tell a secret or something like that, because, you know, that's another thing. But it will not, if you are like, no, I do, there is no way you will get me in a same-sex kissing scene, for example, right? If you do it in your under hypnosis, it means you got an issue, okay? But you won't do it. Joe Biden should be programmed to never let the words come out of his mouth that he wants Donald Trump reelected. What it's telling you is Joe Biden knows what's going on. That's what they call a Freudian slip. And he couldn't even self-correct. He couldn't go, oh, man, the teleprompter's telling me Donald Trump's going to win. Yeah, whoever wrote that teleprompter, fire that guy. He couldn't even come up with a joke. He said it. Well, why is that Trump's going to get reelected? And, oh, wait a minute. That's not what I'm supposed to say. I mean, it was too funny to watch. And you can see him sort of working through it. And the worst part about all of this is Joe Biden can't move his, he can't move his forehead because he's got all that Botox. So there's no reaction. You know what I mean? It's just kind of a scowl at this point. Oh, man. But I still want to go back. I want to play that old clip, the one that he's, you know, I think we played the other day, right? The one where he's talking about, well, we did the three accounts of the same story and giving truth over facts. And then he talked about 150 people who had died over that. Of course, he lied about his academic record. But no, the one I want to talk about, now I'm just giving you guys some examples of the things that have happened
when I tell you it's accelerating, I want you to understand, it's accelerating. Joe's dementia is front and center. It isn't a question of if. It's a question of how much, to what degree. I want to play this clip. We played it the other day. Him talking about the Declaration of Independence. And here's what he says.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God. You know the thing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. Self-evident. All men are created. All men and women are created. You know the thing. The thing. Joe doesn't know the thing. Look, guys, I don't know when you learned that, and we talked about it the other day. I'm not going to belabor it. I did see Joe Rogan covered it, and I said we covered it better. Joe's, look, there's slurred speech and all these other things, and you could go, man, he was tired. I have been tired. I've been tired on this radio show. I'll tell you something. And because, you know, something going on family-wise, like my aunt was up late, you know, I had to go do something with her, and I was exhausted. And your brain is like, you're just tired. You're saying stuff. And you're like, what did I just say? And you'll catch yourself. That's why they tell you don't go to a doctor when he's had a long day. Doctors get tired. If he's falling asleep on the inside of your belly, whoo, that could get ugly. Don't go. Go fresh. Go in the morning when he's just coming in, you know. That's when you want to get your operation. Anyway, Joe is not overly tired. These are daytime. This is not, you know, 11 o'clock at night and Joe's been all, you know, out going. This is before Joe was really even the front runner again. Speaking of which, Joe Biden has a distinction of being the front runner, losing it, becoming the, you know, third or fourth or fifth place, and then circling back to become the front runner. That usually doesn't happen. It doesn't. You're in your front runner status and you're up there. You know, if it's a battle, you're battling it out, it's front runner. But once you gain front runner status, hardly ever do you lose it. If you lose front runner status and you got to get it back, you really are a loser. I'm just being clear. Don't think for one second that the Democrats want you to believe, oh, Joe, no, he fought his way back. No, he didn't. Joe Biden didn't fight his way back. There are people so concerned about Joe Biden right now, contingency plans are being made in Washington. Joe Biden is not going to pick his own VP. I don't know anything about politics. I mean, not enough to say grace over. I'm not running for office. I've never run a campaign. I've helped people with strategy, things like that. Never run a campaign. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden's not going to pick his VP. Some rich fat cat that's financing his campaign will pick his VP. And that person and the rich fat cats will figure out how to divide up the world when Joe is put in an insane asylum like in that movie Dave, where, you know, the president has a stroke and then they just bring in a body double. That's, you can bet people are looking for Joe's body double right now because Joe is not going to run the show. Now, the good news is we're never going to have to know. We're never going to have to know. Joe Biden will never see the inside of the Oval Office. Probably ever again, but certainly never as president. It will not happen. He's nutty. When you misquote the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator, and he can't finish. Joe can't finish. You know, in that thing. It's kind of the way the leftists view the Constitution. You know, I mean, you know, that thing with all the amendments and stuff. That. You mean that thing that ends with you as American citizen should be able to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? That thing, Joe? That thing that you don't seem to put to memory? And yet he's getting all these endorsements. All this is to shut Bernie down. That's what they want. After the next series of primaries, Bernie's gone. He knows it. Bernie's toast. He's accepted his fate. But I say to Bernie, hang in there. You never know what.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.